Welcome to Luke 21 Radio, a broadcast explaining biblical prophecy in the tradition of St. Augustine. And now, from Greenville, South Carolina, here's your host, Steve Wood.
Hello, this is Steve Wood, and thanks for joining me on Luke 21. We're going to be discussing biblical prophecy. And today, we're going to do something just a little bit different. We're going to be looking at the history of dispensationalism in the United States. And dispensationalism is that very popular modern theory of the rapture that has basically become the dominant view by millions, literally tens of millions of people in the United States. So we're going to ask ourselves, how did it become so popular and why? And today we're going to be looking at the forgotten history of dispensationalism, not the recent history, but when it first hit our shores. But first, I want to share just something personal, and it's a reaction I get. When I talk to good folks that I believe in the rapture as described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, but I don't at all believe that there are two second comings, a secret rapture, or that Christians will somehow escape the tribulation. Jesus went through extreme tribulation, where his followers, we go through too. But the reaction I get when I say to somebody, I don't believe in the modern theory of the rapture, they immediately assume that I don't believe the Bible. And I believe the Bible as strongly as anyone I've ever met. I believe it's verbally inspired. It's without error. I believe it from cover to cover, and I've read it for cover to cover. But why do folks assume that if I don't believe the modern rapture theory, that I really don't believe the Bible is true? And that goes back to the roots of the rapture, modern rapture theory, as it came to the United States. So we're going to go into the forgotten history of dispensationalism. I have to back up all the way to the Civil War. About the time of the Civil War to World War I, or at least shortly after World War I, the predominant view, or a predominant view of biblical prophecy in the United States, was a view called postmillennialism. And I'm not going to begin to confuse you what all that means today, other than to point out this was a very widespread belief, again, from the Civil War era around there through World War I. And postmillennialism expected the world to get a better, better, better place before Christ returned. And obviously the Civil War, World War I, followed by the Depression, kind of wiped out postmillennialism as a popular view. There are those others that still hold it. But what happened in the United States? Well, first it happened in Germany. Darwin published The Origin of Species in 1859. And shortly thereafter, German theologians started marrying atheistic evolution, because Darwin's theory of evolution is atheistic. They started marrying Darwin's theory of evolution with the Bible and trying to understand and interpret the Bible with evolutionary theory. Well, of course, this was a disaster. These were the German higher critical theories, the liberals who were destroying the Bible. Okay. These theories then came to the United States and it was a disaster. It was a mammoth battle for the Bible, particularly amongst Protestants. There were some Catholic encyclicals that kind of kept this stuff out of the Catholic Church at the time. It's since invaded, just like it has Protestant denominations. But what happened when you married these German higher critical theories with the theory of evolution and with postmillennialism is that basically the world will become a better place through the greatness of socialism. And socialism is not a very workable theory, but in any case, it was kind of like liberation theology, which went through Central and South America and bankrupted a number of nations. It was the idea that through liberal political and theological theories that somehow a golden age would arrive. And it was a disaster. And in order to defend the Bible, this is really important, in order to defend the Bible from the corrupting influence of these theories coming from Germany, the founder of Union Oil put his money to underwrite the publication of a set of book, or more or less booklets, called The Fundamentals. And The Fundamentals were sent to ministers, missionaries, Sunday school teachers, theology professors. There were 250,000 sets of The Fundamentals sent throughout the United States in an attempt to defend the Bible against these wacko German liberal modernistic theories that were trying to, really, they were undermining Christianity. And in The Fundamentals were things like, you know, Jesus is really the Son of God. He actually did miracles. He was born of a Virgin Mary. He did rise from the dead. These are things that any Orthodox believing Christian could believe. There were also some other things that I wouldn't necessarily ascribe to, but this is what happened. The Fundamentals became exceedingly popular, and the group of Christians we call today fundamentalists came from a term applied to those who were believing what was set out in these 12 booklets, The Fundamentals. And unfortunately, what happened is at the time of all this going on, this is very early 20th century, you had two popular, well-known views of biblical prophecy. One was the corrupted postmillennialism of the modernist and socialist, and the second was dispensationalism. It had come to the United States. They had a couple of means to get this very well known, and so you had your choice, corrupt postmillennialism and dispensationalism. And before you get, you know, people like to hammer on Protestant fundamentalists, but before you do, the reason they did that, the reason they adhered to those 12 booklets, the reason they tried to defend biblical inerrancy, and the reason that so many adopted dispensationalism is because the Bible was under attack, and they thought this was the best way to defend it. So, dispensationalism obviously spread through this whole movement to defend the Bible. And that's why even today, when I say I don't believe in the modern rapture theory that Christians won't go through the tribulation, people then just assume, oh, it's because you don't believe the Bible. I believe the Bible. I spend a lot of time in the Bible. I go through the original languages of the Bible. But it's because of this dichotomy that existed in the early 20th century. So in any case, dispensationalism had widespread growth as a result of two things that happened. First, between 1875 and 1887, there were Bible conferences called the Niagara Bible Conferences. And basically, at these conferences that were very influential and influenced a lot of Protestant pastors and professors of theology as well as laity, these Niagara Bible Conferences were Bible prophecy conferences, and they were a seedbed to spreading dispensationalism. And the second thing, there were two things that helped spread this. It was called the Scofield Reference Bible, which I'm holding mine in my hand. When I went to Calvary Chapel and I was a Southern California Jesus freak, you basically weren't well equipped unless you had the old original Scofield Reference Bible. And I've read this through, including the footnotes, several times. But this spread dispensationalism because as a study Bible, it had the text of the Bible on the top of the page, but at the bottom of the page were footnotes that basically gave the dispensationalist interpretation of the scriptures. So what happened is you had this merger, this strong belief in the inspiration of the Bible, which I'm for 100%, but it merged with dispensationalism, that if you really believe the Bible, then you would really believe the modern rapture theory. But something else occurred about this time that 99% of those today who believe in the rapture theory don't know about. In fact, even those who don't believe in the rapture theory, they don't know about. I'm going to be describing something I found in this book. And by the way, we've got a lot of different types of people watching. And I'm not recommending this book for Catholics watching, but I'd like the people to know where I get my stuff, but also for evangelicals watching. And if you want to know the forgotten history of dispensationalism in the United States, I believe this little book is the very best source. And it's not written by a Catholic. It's written by a very well-known New Testament scholar at Fuller Seminary, Dr. George Eldon Ladd, who's since passed away. But he wrote this book, and in it are some actual shocking things. For instance, one of the consulting editors of the Schofield Reference Bible, and here's the page right here, Reverend Schofield was the author, but then you have the consulting editors, and the first one is W.G. Moreland. And W.G. Moreland was an active leader in the Niagara Bible Conferences, also one of the consulting editors of the Schofield Reference Bible, and he completely changed his mind about dispensationalism. After taking a careful second look at it, he rejected it. Then there was Philip Morrow, who was an attorney, but he was one of the editors of the Fundamentals, those 12 booklets. Guess what? He totally reversed himself as he took a careful second look at dispensationalism. We want everyone watching Luke 21 to believe the Bible is true and without error. That's unquestionable. But to believe the Bible doesn't mean you have to adhere to a modern theory of biblical prophecy. And finally, there's a man by the name of Roland Bingham. And he was the editor of the influential Evangelical Christian periodical. He was the director of the Sudan Interior Mission, a very famous evangelical missionary board. And he was absolutely absorbed in dispensational theories until one day his wife asked him, "Roland, where exactly do you get that secret rapture in the Bible?" And he goes, And the rest of the day, he went to prayer and Matthew 24, and within a 24-hour period, his wife's question caused him to reject this whole system that had so captured his mind. And not only these three men I mentioned, there's a slew of them that were influential in the Schofield Reference Bible, influential in spreading dispensationalism, influential at the Niagara Bible Conferences on eschatology, who reversed themselves. And today it's like, well, everybody believes the Bible. That's who's an evangelical or a fundamentalist believes in dispensationalism. It's not the case even with the founders. Dr. Ladd in this booklet says, quote, "The Word of God nowhere says that the rapture will precede the tribulation." And that's what Roland found when his wife asked him that penetrating question. I'm Steve Wood, your host, and thanks for joining us on Luke 21.
Luke 21 is a radio outreach of Family Life Center International. Visit us online at luke21.com.